Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. We know more about the tragedy that took place Monday evening at the Reims University Hospital. A nurse was fatally stabbed by a 59-year-old man who also injured a medical secretary. The suspect, who was angry with the hospital staff, had been receiving psychiatric treatment since 1985. He suffers from paranoia and schizophrenia. This was announced today by the public prosecutor of Reims during a press conference. The alleged murderer will be presented during the day to an examining magistrate with a view to his indictment for murder. A man was shot and seriously injured in the middle of Paris this afternoon in the 8th arrondissement. The victim is a real estate agent in his 30s, and he is currently in critical condition. The two shooters, who were on motorcycles, fled the scene and are wanted by the police. Parties of the left, unions, and associations are calling for a large rally in Saint-Brévin-les-Pins in Loire-Atlantique. The mobilization will begin in a few moments to support the resigning mayor of this town. Yannick Morez threw in the towel 2 weeks ago after pressure from the far right for having supported the installation of a refugee reception center in his city. His house and his car had even been set on fire last March. She claims to have never mentioned the existence of this loan to Vladimir Putin. Marine Le Pen was heard this afternoon by the Commission of Inquiry of the National Assembly for suspicions of foreign interference. The leader of the MPs of the Rassemblement National had to explain the loan contracted by her party with Russia in 2014, which had earned her attacks from Emmanuel Macron during the last presidential campaign. And then two more rugby players are at the Grévin Museum. After Sébastien Chabal, this time it's the turn of Stade Toulousain scrum half Antoine Dupont and former French team player Frédéric Michalak to inaugurate their wax statue. The ceremony is scheduled for this evening in Paris. The public will be able to discover them tomorrow. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.